This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. As we told you, the U.S. economy created 155,000 jobs in December. Now, that's a solid gain, but probably not much solace to all the folks looking for full-time work. In this economy, a lot of companies are saving money by hiring freelancers, people who can come in, finish a project, and then leave without costing the company health insurance or other benefits. Audrey Quinn looks at the online business of freelance headhunting.
This story is about recruiters and freelancers. As it turns out, I met recruiter industry vet Chris Bensky in a place filled with freelancers, a Manhattan cafe.
Just move over here.
He gives me a quick history lesson. Bensky says that way back when, it was the job seekers, not the companies, that hired recruiters.
The recruiters would work for a fee for the person looking for a job. It was a way to break into the middle class, because once you had the job, you had it for 30 to 40 years.
Around the 1980s, people started changing jobs more, and companies, instead of workers, became the ones that hired recruiters. Recruiters would set out on a headhunt to find the perfect person for a position. But the rise of freelancers is throwing another twist in that model. Companies can't afford to spend months looking for short-term workers.
The recruitment industry will survive this. It's not something that's going to be the end of recruitment, but the recruitment industry has to move at an accelerated pace.
One way the industry is doing this is by building online recruiting platforms. Freelancers sign up, list their skills, businesses post their needs, and people on both sides can find each other. Elaine De La Motta uses those kinds of platforms to find work. I meet her at her home office overlooking a Brooklyn freeway. The back wall is covered with stuffed animals, action figures, and craft kits.
How many different toys do you think you have on these shelves?
Oh my God. We actually just got rid of a lot, so I don't know. 1,000?
De La Motta and her husband Kurt Marquardt are freelance toy designers. They take on design projects for big toy companies.
They basically just call us up or they find us online, and we do anything from illustrations to concept design to packaging, graphics, logos, whatever they want, we do.
De La Motta and Marquardt have profiles on a couple different online platforms. She shows me the profile on the site Coraflow.
So this is what it looks like. We have all sorts of different portfolios that people can scroll through.
She clicks through pictures of their past work. They've done Dora the Explorer graphics, Barbie doll packaging, and Build-A-Bear sketches.
And I'm able to break it down into the different types of services that we offer. Basically, just any kind of quick information that somebody wants to find, needs to find if they're looking for a toy designer.
De La Motta has been really happy with the sites. They still only provide a fraction of her work, about a job a month, but they help keep things steady and get her name out. And the next service she'd like to see for freelancers? Somebody to track down clients that haven't paid. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.